Joining us now is Alan Aaron Holt. He's the executive editor of Governing Magazine. Mr. Aaron Holt, why did it take so long for Republicans to take control of Georgia? They had had success in nearly every other southern state over the last 20, 30 years.
Well, it's an interesting question. You have to realize that Georgia is different from most of the southern states. It's bigger, for one thing. I think it's the 10th largest state in the country right now, 10th or 11th. And it has an enormous rural white population that the other states don't have. The smaller states, South Carolina, Mississippi, Arkansas. Republicans could come in and make a big splash there much more quickly. It's almost like the France of the American South, this enormous rural population that is slow to move, slow to change, and also conservative in the sense that they remain Democratic longer than other populations. So Georgia was just a very tough one to change. And then you've got an enormous number of counties. I believe Georgia has the second largest number of counties in the country. And that's important because it means lots of county governments, lots of Democratic courthouse rings. Those things don't change very quickly. And so Georgia is unique in that way.
Sonny Perdue of Georgia is going to be one of 24 new governors across the country. Many of them are of a different party than the governor who came before.
Most of them.
And you have circumstances where there are states like Georgia where the other party was in control for decades. I suppose that does not really matter to the general public, though, unless state policies dramatically change. Can we expect to see big changes in the way that state governments do their business as a result of this election?
Well, I don't think immediate changes. The most important issue is that all of these states need to raise a lot of money fast because they've all got revenue problems, and most of them could not cut spending quickly enough or by enough to really get themselves out of a fiscal hole. And so they're going to have to find revenue. The Republican governors are much more likely to have run for office saying no tax increase under any circumstances, period. And that boxes them in more than some of the Democrats who've shown a little more flexibility there.
You mentioned one difference in the parties in that more Republicans said no new taxes. Can you give me any other differences that an ordinary citizen would be likely to see that would show a difference between Georgia, where you have a brand new Republican governor, and, say, Pennsylvania, where you have a brand new Democrat?
Well, in education, I think you have Republican governors who will show some affinity for school choice. Democrats are much less likely to want to go for that, based in part on the support they've received from teachers' groups. A major issue in many states is tort reform, legal liability. Republicans are almost uniformly on the side of the insurance companies and corporations and reducing the caps on what can be won on tort cases. Democrats, who gain a lot of support everywhere from trial lawyers, are much more resistant to that kind of change. So that's a big difference.
Republicans have been really successful, as you know, over the last 20 or 30 years in the South, winning over Democrats to their side. They've been accused of using racially motivated tactics to do that. In this last election, there was an issue about the Confederate flag or the display of it on the state flag in Georgia. I wonder, though, if Republicans are now stuck with a constituency that tends to make them rather unpopular in other parts of the country.
Well, it may be. I think they have found the formula for winning in the South, and it doesn't require any overt racial appeals. It reflects the fact that in many southern states, the Democrats are largely a party of minorities, and rural whites in particular have gravitated to the Republican Party. They don't need racism to do that. That's been a fairly natural transformation. But you're right, whether that will play nationally is an open question. The Democrats have won more popular votes than the Republicans have in three presidential elections in a row. That's not an accident, and it does suggest that whatever successes Republicans are having regionally, they still may have some trouble ahead at the national level.
Alan Aaron Holt is the executive editor of Governing Magazine. Alan, thanks very much for taking the time on your weekend.
Thank you.